Was there anything your brother wanted to do in the company that he was not allowed to do?
He was given whatever job he wanted.
He worked in production, in sales, and in our stores. Did he want to design glass?
He did some of that, too, and he could have done more if he wanted.
Then why did he leave?
Giampaolo said he wanted to lead his own life. Anyway, 3 years ago he announced abruptly that he was leaving, and he asked to be compensated for his share of the family business. My father had given us each 30% of the company. My father was indignant. He said, "I gave you a gift of part ownership of the business, and now you want me to buy you out?" Instead, he gave my brother some money to help him get started. Giampaolo had said he wanted to write books on the history of glassmaking. But he had a surprise for us. He started a rival company, right here in Murano. He named it Seguso Viro. He took some of our key people with him, too, a designer, our warehouse manager, and our production manager. He even tried to get the man who assembles chandeliers. He hired some of our former employees, too. Then he opened stores close to ours, one in St. Mark's, one in the Frezzeria, another in Milan.
Does Seguso Viro make the same designs you do?
Yes, many, only the most beautiful ones.
I'm beginning to understand why you don't speak, I said.
But there's more, Gino went on. After he left the company, my brother filed suit as a limited partner in the corporation to have my father declared mentally incompetent and removed as head of the company.
What?
It's true. I can show you the documents. I would then have been appointed to run the business in his place, but Giampaolo's next step was to file a suit to kick me out of the company, supposedly for performing some of my father's duties, like writing letters, signing papers, and so forth. Naturally, we countersued and we won.
But why did he do all that?
We didn't know why until a few months after he left, when we discovered something even more bizarre. Without telling anybody, Giampaolo had secretly registered the name Archimede Seguso as a trademark, under his own name.
How did your father react to that?
He pounded his chest and said, "But it's my name. How is such a thing possible? How can it be legal?" We countersued to block the registration. Giampaolo claimed that he trademarked the name in order to protect it and to protect his 30% of the company.
How would he be protecting the name of Archimede Seguso?
In my opinion, my brother had a very simple plan. If he had succeeded in removing my father and me, this company, Vetreria Artistica Archimede Seguso, would have been without a brain. It would have withered and died, and Giampaolo would have found himself in a perfect position to take over. He had already set up a copy of our company with many of our old employees. He knew all of our clients. He was familiar with every aspect of our business. He even knew my father's glassmaking secrets. Finally, he wouldn't have had to buy the name because he would have owned it already. Without spending a penny, he would have become Archimede Seguso.